Thank you for joining Mechon Hadar's learning of Pirkei Avot in honor of our 10th year celebration.
This week's Dvar Torah is by Dina Weiss.
This week's Mishnayot are Perek Hei, Mishnayot Yud through Tedvav, Chapter 5, Mishnayot 10 through 15. We begin with Mishnah Yud. Last week in Mishnah Tet, we transitioned from the number 7 of the 7 different types of suffering to the number 4, because there are 4 periods during the year when one particular type of suffering, Dever, pestilence, becomes more profound. And so now Mishnah Yud is continuing with things that come in 4s. Arba midot ba'adam, there are 4 character traits that characterize people. One is Haomer Shali Shali Vishalach Shalach. Someone who says what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours. Zo Mida Benonit. This is the average attitude. This is what most people think. Ownership is very simple, what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours. Viyesh Amrim, and there are those that say Zo Mida Sodom. This is actually what characterized the evil people of Sodom. Because saying what's mine is mine and what's yours is fine when everybody has. But when not everybody has, it's actually a very fundamentally selfish way of viewing the world. And I think it's not a coincidence that this discussion about the different character traits of people regarding how they think about ownership and property comes right on the heels of the previous Mishnayot's discussion about how famine and suffering comes to the world because people are stingy with their tithes. People think, what's mine is mine. I don't have to give the matanot, the aniyim. I don't have to give the gifts to the poor. And we learn in this Mishnah that that's actually not really a healthy attitude to have. That might be the attitude of the people of Sodom. But we're continuing with character trait number 2. Shali shalach v'shalach shali. Yours is mine and mine is yours. That person is Am Haaretz. That person is someone who is kind of basic, kind of an ignoramus. They don't really understand money at all. They don't understand property at all. They're not generous. They're kind of dumb. The third characteristic is Shali Shalach V'Shalach Shalach. What's mine is yours, and what's yours stays yours. That is the Midah of the Chassid, of the extremely righteous person. Shali Shali, what's mine is mine, V'shalach shali, and what's yours is also mine. That is the character trait of the Rasha. That's the character trait of the evil person. Everything belongs to him. Everything should be in his pocket. We continue with Mishnah Yud Aleph. Arba midot ba'de'ot. There are 4 different character traits, and de'ot here probably is best rendered in the way that the Rambam means it, but he has hilchot de'ot, which is essentially kind of temperament. There are 4 different types of temperament. The first one is noach lichos v'noach lirtzot. Person who's very quick to anger, but also very quick to be appeased. He gets really annoyed, but then he forgets about it very quickly. Yatza secharo behafsedo. His reward gets swallowed by the loss. He basically breaks even because it would have been nice if he didn't get so angry, but since he is appeased very quickly, it all sort of washes. Kashel lichos v'kashel lirtzot, someone who is very difficult to get angry, but when they are angry, they stay angry. They're very difficult to appease. Yatza hefsedo b'scharo. The loss gets swallowed by the reward. That person also ends up breaking even. Kashel lichos v'noach lirtzot, someone who is very difficult to anger, but very quick to be appeased. That person is a chassid, that person is extremely pious and righteous. Noach lichos v'kashel lirtzot, someone who gets very angry very quickly and really doesn't let go, continues to hold on to their grudge, that person is a rasha. That person is an evil person. We're continuing with Mishnah Yudbet, Mishnah 12. Arba midot b'talmidim. There are 4 different characteristics of students. Maher lishmawa u'maher la'abed. Someone who understands very quickly, but forgets very quickly. Literally, la'abed means to destroy, but here it means to lose in terms of your memory. Yatza scharo behefsedo. It's a wash. What he got, he loses. Kashe lishmoa v'kashe la'abed, someone who really has difficulty understanding, but then holds on to it once he has it. Yatza hefsedo bischaro. The fact that he had a little bit of a loss because he was slow to learn ends up being swallowed by the fact that he holds on to what he has. So he also ends up kind of neutral. Maher lishmoa v'kashe la'abed, someone who is quick to understand and doesn't lose what they've understood quickly, that's the characteristic of a wise person, understands immediately, never forgets. Kashe lishmoa umaher la'abed, someone who has difficulty understanding but forgets very quickly, ze chelek ra, this is a bad portion. And what I think is so interesting about the language of ze chelek ra, this is a bad lot, there's no judgment here. In the previous Mishnayot, we had the language of Hasid and Rasha, the pious person versus the evil person. Here, when we're talking about people's intellectual capacities, people have what they're born with. And if it happens to be that it's difficult for you to understand and very easy for you to forget, like maybe some people who are giving this podcast, don't worry, it's not your fault, it's just a chelek ra. You've inherited some unfortunate disposition, but you can't be blamed for it. We continue with Mishnah Yud Gimel. Mishnah 13. Arba midot benotnei tzedakah. We're going back to our theme of charity. There are four different characteristics of people who give charity. Harotzeh sheyitein velo yitnu acherim. Somebody who he wants to give, but he doesn't want other people to give. Eino ra'ah b'shal acherim. He's stingy regarding other people's money. One way of looking at this is he doesn't want anybody else to lose money, so he's sort of stingy on their behalf. And a more sinister way of looking at this is he's stingy in that he wants to hoard the mitzvot all for himself, and he doesn't want to allow other people to have the opportunity to do this mitzvah. Take a very brief digression to tell you a story of the first righteous, truly righteous person that I ever met was when I was in kindergarten. And we used to hand around the pushka, the tzedakah box, from all the different girls. Everyone have an opportunity to put a penny, or if your parents were very wealthy, a nickel, into the pushka. And there was this one girl in my class who used to come with a bag full of pennies so that anybody who didn't have their own tzedakah to put in the tzedakah box, she would give you a penny so that you would be able to fulfill that mitzvah. We're continuing in the Mishnah. Yitnu acherim v'hu lo yitin. Someone who thinks that other people should give tzedakah, but he should not give tzedakah, eino ra'ah b'shalo. He's stingy regarding his own. Yitain v'yitnu acherim, someone who says, yeah, let's all give charity. I'm going to give, and everybody else is going to give. Chassid, this is the character trait of a person who's very pious, who's very righteous. Lo yitain v'lo yitnu acherim, someone who says, enough of this. We don't believe in tzedakah. People have to earn their way. That person is considered a rasha, an evil person. Mishnah Yodalet, we're continuing with Mishnah 14. You'll notice that we're doing more Mishnayot than usual this week. We're getting through all of the fours. So we have another one. Arba midot b'hochei levet ha-midrash. There are four different characteristics of people who go to study in the Beit Midrash. Holeich ve'eino oseh. There are some people who go, but when they get there, they don't do anything. They walk around, they have a cup of tea, they're in the Beit Midrash, but they're not actually learning. Even so, sechar halicha biado, that person still gets credit for picking themselves up off the couch and walking to the Beit Midrash. They have the reward for walking. And there are some people, osev ve'eino holich, some people are good learners, but they never actually go. They never go to the Beit Midrash, they never put in that effort. Sechar ma'aseh biado. So they get the benefit. They get the reward for having learned, but they don't get the reward for having put in the energy to go to the Beit Midrash. Holeich v'oseh, someone who goes to the Beit Midrash, learns a good learn, that person is a chassid, that person is pious or righteous. Lo holeich v'lo oseh, someone who never goes to the Beit Midrash and never learns, that person is considered by this Mishnah to be a rasha, to be an evil person. Mishnah Tedvav, our last Mishnah of this week, Mishnah 15. Arba midot biyoshvei lifnei chachamim. there are four different characteristics of people who sit before the wise. And you'll notice these last three Mishnayot have transitioned us from talking about charity to going back to our initial theme in Pirkei Avot of students and teachers, right? So we've had different kinds of learning styles, different types of people who come to the Beit Midrash, and we're continuing with four different characteristics of people who sit before the wise, people who are absorbing in a kind of mentorship model of learning. And there are four different kinds. There's a svog, a sponge, a mashpech, a funnel, mashmeret, that's something that absorbs the dregs. It's a kind of filter for wine, vinafa, and a sifter of flour. Sifog, a sponge, shehu sofeg et hakol. There are some people that just absorb everything. They are sponges. Mashpech, there are some people that are the opposite. Some people are funnels. Shemachnis bazo umatzi bazo. In one ear, out the other. Mashmeret, some people are filters. Shemotzia et hayayin v'kolet et hashemarim. They are holding on to the dregs as the wine just sort of floats by them. Right? So these people are the people that completely miss the point. They're not getting everything like the sponge. They're not losing everything like the funnel. They have this very special characteristic where they're only getting the stuff that's pointless. And the last characteristic is the nafa, the sifter. Shemotzia et hakamach v'koletet et hasolet. Right, this is doing the fine distinction of getting rid of the coarse flour and holding on to the finest flour. I'd like to return our attention to Mishnayot Yod Aleph and Yod Bet, because there's an interesting transition happening in the Mishnah. The first Mishnah, Mishnah 11, talks about there being four different kinds of temperament, about whether or not you're quick to anger or quick to forget your anger. And then Mishnah Yod Bet transitions in a way that might seem somewhat abrupt to starting to talk about the way people learn and the way that people absorb and retain information. And this juxtaposition of Mishnah Yod Aleph and Yod Bet, the themes of anger and the themes of forgetting, actually come up throughout rabbinic literature. There's an idea that we see in the Talmud and in the Sifra that the angrier you are, the more likely you are to forget your Torah. And I'd like to turn your attention to one Rashi that explores this idea. In Bamidbar, Perek Lamed Aleph, in Bamidbar chapter 31, we have the fight, we have the battle of Midian. And Moshe gets very, very angry because Moshe said this is supposed to be a total war. You are supposed to kill everybody. And the Israelites let the women live. And Moshe is furious. And then we see, as they're trying to process the spoils of war, trying to figure out what should we do with what we got, how are we going to purify these dishes, these vessels, and bring them into our camp, the person who gives the ruling about the vessels is not Moshe. It's Elazar. So in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, it says, Vayomer Elazar HaKohen El Anshei HaTzava, Habayim LeMelchama, that Elazar HaKohen speaks to the members of the military, the ones that have just come from war, and says, Zot Chukat Torah, here is the law, and he continues to tell them the laws of immersing and purifying through fire all of the different vessels that they have captured in war, which are, of course, the model for our koshering processes of dipping things in boiling water, fire on fire, this all comes from here. And Rashi points out that the reason why Elazar is the person who teaches about the laws of purifying these different objects is because Moshe wasn't able to, because Moshe had forgotten. Vayomer Elazar HaKohen, Rashi says that Elazar spoke these laws, lefi sheba Moshe lechlal ka'as, ba lechlal ta'ut. Since Moshe became angry, He came to make a mistake. Shenit'almu mimenu hilcho ki'ulei goyim. And the laws of how to purify vessels that come from non-Jews, he totally forgot them. V'chein atamotze b'shmini l'miluim. And then he also points out that this is not the first time that we see that Moshe, when he gets angry, becomes forgetful. I'd like to explore this a little bit more deeply. What is the connection between becoming really angry and totally forgetting your Torah? So I think the first level of this, which I think particularly applies to Moshe, is that Moshe is so strongly identified with the Torah. And when we talk about someone being angry and we think about ourselves as being angry, anger is when you lose control. And we often use the expression, and it's very apt to say that someone forgets themselves when they get angry. And so if Moshe is to forget Moshe, that means that Moshe forgets Torah Moshe. Moshe forgets the Torah, which is such a large part of who he is. When he becomes angry, he loses his sense of self. And beautifully for Moshe, his sense of self is the laws of the Torah. I think the second component of forgetfulness and anger is that why are we angry at people when they do something wrong? What we're saying, either explicitly or implicitly, is you should have known better. And because you should have known, I am angry at you. And to teach the person who's angry that sometimes people just don't know. And you can't always expect people to be totally on top of knowing everything. The person who is angry then immediately has the experience of forgetting. Where they think to themselves, ah, I should have known. Why don't I know this? And the same mindset that they have towards the person that they're angry at, they're forced to turn to themselves and to realize that, yeah, even though sometimes theoretically we know, in a moment sometimes we forget. And even if we should have known, sometimes we don't. And so when the person who is angry has the humbling experience of forgetting, they realize that this attitude of you should have known better and you should have been perfect actually isn't correct, because none of us, even if we know, are always able to access that information, always able to be our best selves. And the last component of this, which I want to explore, is that I don't think it's a coincidence that what Moshe forgets are the laws of purifying these vessels. Moshe doesn't just forget the laws of tzitzit. Moshe forgets the laws that are about how just because something had a history, that history can change. This pot belonged to a non-Jewish person. Now I wash it and it becomes mine. It has a new status. This pot used to be treif. Now I boiled it and it has a new status. It's neutral, it's kosher. And Moshe, in Moshe's anger, right, forgets this principle. The people can change. And if you're patient and you're sensitive and you show them the right way to do that, they will switch and they will become a totally new person. Next week's Mishnayot are Perek Hey, Chapter 5, Mishnayot Tet Zayin through Yud Tet, Mishnayot 16 through 19.
For more opportunities to be involved in our 10th year celebration, please visit mechonhadar.org/siyum. Join us on Thursday, March 2nd for our Siyum celebration and be a part of our first ever National Shabbaton from March 3rd through 5th, 2017.